It's interesting that, you know, of course, one of the things I find fascinating about this is the Bacchanals in the Bywater. Saturn Bar's
right.
in the Bywater.
Right.
Alex's Festival's in the Bywater.
Right.
And frequently the same audience is at the Bacchanals and the
right.
Saturn Bar.
Right.
But you want to present to them a different thing. They come there for a different reason. And
yes.
This is fascinating. In other
Absolutely.
Words, same people, they appreciate
yes.
the music a different way.
Yes. I think, I'm serious about that. I think I take pride in being able to serve, you know, within one band to serve different purposes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the audience gets that? They perceive it?
Well, whether they thought as much about it as I did, that I don't know. But if you will ask them, they will probably...
I probably will ask
them. They will probably recognize that we are able to be the center of entertainment as much as part of a atmosphere, whatever else, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean... People come to Bacchanal for both. They come to talk to their friends, drink wine, and eat well. And they're happy if there's cool music also.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that approach
right.
for a Sunday afternoon. Now, if you go to Saturn Bar, you probably, the percentage of your, you know, like motivation of going there is much higher as the music. You know, here it's like, oh, I go because it's magnetic ear playing and I like that band. And you wouldn't come if you hated that band.
Right.
You would still might go to Bacchanal and say, oh, I'm not too hip to this band, but I want to hang out with this girl or this friends of mine or whatever and drink wine and eat and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's totally two slightly different scenarios.
A couple of, just a quick, I'm going to ask a couple more questions because I want to
uh-huh.
just get a wider view of who you are. You're also... a saxophone repairman,
mm-hmm.
which means, to my mind, this means that you're out, I've known you a long time, but you're out, you are fairly much the surgeon for a lot of the lines of air that come out in the music around here. Right? This is, in other words, you're enabling a lot of this music. And so you go out and probably see a lot of people play that are playing, you know, their gear is working by virtue of your work and expertise. So why don't you talk a little bit about this? When your saxophone, as a saxophone repairman, of course, I think people depend on you, but you have a big background in this. So this is your also as well as being a musician. You're also very skilled technically at fixing horns and stuff, right? I just want to make sure you get this on here.
Right. Well, you know, I mean,
it's another side.
The combination of crafts and music goes way back, especially in this town. You know, the Creole musicians were famous for being plasterers and supply their income with a craft.
Uh-huh.
And that has tradition in many countries where, like, really proficient musicians are not professional in the sense that that's their only source of income.
Uh-huh.
And to me, I mean, I couldn't live any other way because I'm not making enough by merely playing music. Plus, I appreciate the personal freedom that I have to focus on what I really want to do musically and supply my income otherwise as well and not be completely depending on getting the next gig, on getting the gig in this band or in that band or so on and so forth, but, you know, still be cool and be able to pay my rent with those other sources of income, including plastering, by the way, which I also do, you know. And to me, it's a positive asset to not completely depend on music as a source of income because it's a grueling business
mm-hmm.
in that sense.
Now, a few minutes ago, you were showing me how to work a sextant, so you're also a sailor of some degree, right?
Yeah, I had the great luck to find a really great boat a year and a half ago in Slidell that I bought, and that's now in the municipal
mm-hmm.
marina, and I go out on the lake.
Do you like playing saxophone out there?
I did the other day. I went with Daniel, and we brought he brought his hand drums. He's learning to play different type of hand drums, frame drums, and I brought my shakaray and my saxophone, and we were out there until 11 in the night. sailing up and down.
So how does the playing. How does the music sound like on the boat?
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, it's nice. It does. It sound different.
It's great. It's fantastic. I mean, it was just stars, and it's very quiet. It wasn't a lot of wind. It's absolutely magic. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Great. And you're in.
Can't beat it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we got a lot of good stuff there, so I'm just going to call it.
But I just in closing, I mean, sure. I really think that the way Alex and Courtney have gone about it is, and the fact that they're still doing it, you know, this Jazz Fest is awesome, and I couldn't, you know, I wish them as much luck as possible, and to continue doing that. Mm-hmm. maybe they end up doing 2 days in the future. Mm-hmm. To make it really worthwhile, maybe that would be a great idea and takes off some of the strain, you know, like the expenses of putting up all the potta potties and all this and that, and just say, like, do it 2 days in a row, so actually you bring down the costs and hire more bands and so on and so forth. I mean, I know that they don't want to go commercially crazy, but, you know, why shouldn't it be even rewarding at the end of the day financially, mm-hmm. and thereby have a bit bigger chance to make it to the next season and the next and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Martin.
Sure. My pleasure.